His check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Well, it's a holiday day today, but we still have our forecast for the tri-state region. Plenty of clouds, some peaks of sun near 70. Tomorrow, sunshine and clouds, warmer than average, lower 70s. Wednesday becoming cloudy with possible showers in the afternoon. Temperatures in the low 70s. We'll check the details on that forecast in just a few minutes. Well, on Saturday night, a glittering one-time-only concert of the Sound of Broadway. It was a salute to Jonathan Tunick, Broadway's preeminent orchestrator and a Sharon resident. The evening at the Sharon Playhouse included performances by Broadway luminaries Debbie Reddy, Judy McLean, Eric Luba, Meg Bussert, Leslie Denniston, Orville Mendoza, Haley Swindell, and Karen Mason, also performing the songs of Sondheim, Yes and Hamlet, and more, were Ashley Ware Jenkins, Richard Coons, Ashley Dawn Mortensen, Lindsay O'Neill, Max Swarner, Nicholas Werman, Christine Olson, Joel Sherman, TJ Sweats, Katie Nicole Wicker, and Becky Wilsack. The 27-piece orchestra was under the baton of Maestro Eric Stein. The entire production was conceived and directed by artistic director Alan M.L. Wigger and was part of the annual Sharon Playhouse Spotlight Gala. In Cornwall, First Selectman Gordon Ridgway gave an update on trash disposal last week, saying Myra, which operates both the burn plant in Hartford, where the town's trash is trucked, will be closing in June 2022. After that, trash apparently will be trucked and buried in landfills in the Midwest and South. That'll raise the cost of trash disposal significantly and harm the environment. Ridgway noted the biggest increase in the municipal budget the fiscal year will be for garbage. Ted Larson, transfer station manager, said, quote, "It's all about education. We have to let people know what can and can't be thrown out and what can be recycled." There'll be no federal storm help for the Berkshires despite extensive damage. Berkshire County reported almost $700,000 of storm damage due to the record rainfall, straight-line winds, bridge washouts. It was still not enough to meet the threshold that FEMA puts forward. All Pine Plain Central School District Board of Education meetings will be held remotely until further notice. The safety of school community is the utmost importance, and they believe the decision will support the health and safety of community members. Remote meetings will be live streamed. You can get more information at their website. For public comment, please submit questions and comments to publiccomment@ppcsd.org. Some meetings coming up this week in Salisbury. Today at 8 a.m., the town hall and transfer station is closed. Town of Northeast Zoning Review Committee having a meeting today, 6:30 at the Northeast Town Hall. Coming up tomorrow, Dover Union Free School District has a busy day. The Diversity and Equity Committee meeting all day. Also, the Audit Committee meeting from 5 till 6 p.m. The Board of Education from 6 till 9 at the Dover Elementary School. In Sharon, Board of Selectmen, they have their next meeting, and that meeting is coming up at 3 p.m. The Inland Wetlands Commission also meeting on Tuesday at 6:30. In Kent on Tuesday, Sewer Commission regular meeting at 4, Board of Selectmen regular meeting at 6:30, Housatonic River Commission meeting at 7:30. In Salisbury on Tuesday, 5 p.m., the ZBA at 6:30, Inland Wetlands and Watercourse, and 7:30, Salisbury Rec. In Cornwall, coming up tomorrow, Wastewater Committee has a Zoom meeting at 5, Park and Recreation has a Zoom meeting at 6:30, Planning and Zoning Commission has a Zoom meeting at 7, and the Housatonic River Commission at 7:30 via Zoom. In Sheffield tomorrow, the Board of Health meets at 5:30, Conservation Commission at 7. In North Canaan tomorrow, the zoning meeting is set for 7 p.m. Also in Hillsdale tomorrow, the town board meeting will be held via Zoom at 7 p.m. In Sheffield on Wednesday, library trustees meet at 8:30, planning board at 7 p.m. In Sharon, planning and zoning meets at 5:30 on Wednesday. In Falls Village, the Recreation Commission Wednesday at 7 p.m. Village of Millerton has a planning board meeting Wednesday at 7 p.m. Town of Northeast Planning Board has a meeting on Wednesday at 7:30. Dover Town Board has a special meeting coming up on Wednesday as well. On Thursday, Cornwall Conservation Commission meets at 10:30. Also coming up on Thursday, the Rolf Jansen Library on Route 22 in Hillsdale will present a small business seminar from 5:30 till 7:30. Masks must be worn and proper social distancing guidelines will be strictly enforced. Reservations are required. 1518 325-4101. The town board in Hillsdale will hold a special meeting on Thursday at 6 p.m. via Zoom for purposes of presentation of the tentative 2022 budget. Visiting Nurse and Hospice of Litchfield County flu vaccine and schedule, well, in Cornwall at the Cornwall Town Hall. That comes up on Friday from 11 until 2 p.m. Region 1 has their vaccination clinics for COVID-19 going on Friday. The clinics will be held at the high school from 3 till 7. They'll offer all three vaccines, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, as well as booster vaccinations for eligible populations. Don't forget the birdseed sale going on at Sharon Audubon through the 16th. 20% off the regular seed prices if you pre-order. You'll pick up at the Sharon Audubon Center on November 13th between 10 and 1 p.m. or by appointment November 15th through the 19th. Orders and payment can be mailed or made online at audubonct.doublenot.com. You can stock up and attract a wide array of birds at your feeders this winter. Columbia County Libraries will participate in the Great Give Back. All donations will assist cancer patients. Items can be dropped off until October 16th at the following locations, including Chatham, Claverick, Germantown, Hillsdale, Hudson, Kinderhook, Livingston, New Lebanon, North Chatham, Philmont, and Valencia. The complete list of items needed can be found by logging on to rojanlibrary.org. Clayway Studio Tour is coming up, live in-person event. 9 local potters, ceramic artists, and their guests hosting the 5th annual Clayway Studio Tour in Litchfield County and nearby Dutchess County, October 16th and 17th from 10 until 5 p.m. 19 artists showing their work among area 9 studios. By the way, it'll take place rain or shine, much of it outdoors if the weather is good. COVID-safe protocols will be followed as recommended by state guidelines. Examples of the artist's work and printable map can be found at clayway.net. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 34,746.25. The NASDAQ at 14,579.54. And the S&P 500 at 4391.34. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.